Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God from the Old Testament reading in Isaiah 7. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. This is God's word. Tonight I want to share with you the story of a nation, a people, a nation with a long, long, proud history, but a nation that's fracturing and ready to break apart. You have half the nation subjecting themselves to one ruler and half the nation subjecting themselves to a different one. And there's wickedness everywhere. People have forgotten God. And there are enemies all around this nation that are ready to pounce on them, to take advantage of how broken they are. Of course, the nation I'm talking about is 8th century BC Israel. Talking 2,700 years ago. We're talking 700 years before Jesus was born. A long, long time ago. When Israel was ruled by kings and Israel was hopelessly divided. We hear about one of those kings tonight in our Old Testament reading, and I want to introduce you to him. He's a guy named Ahaz. Ahaz was king over what we call Judah, the southern part of Israel. And again, this is 7 centuries before even Jesus is born. Ahaz was descended from David. David, the Bible describes, David was the greatest king Israel had ever had up to that point. He was described as a man after God's own heart. Ahaz, not so much. Let's learn a little bit about Ahaz tonight. This isn't really a Christmas story, except it is, because Isaiah brings Ahaz into the picture. Ahaz, we learn in the book of 2 Kings, did not do what was right in the eyes of the Lord his God, as his father David had done. And the book of 2 Kings tells us, he even burned his son as an offering, according to the despicable practices of the nations whom the Lord drove out before the people of Israel. There's a heartwarming Christmas story, right? King Ahaz, who burned his son as an offering. What in the world could that have to do with us? Well, here's Ahaz, this king, to whom the Lord God speaks and says, ask me for a sign. Who is this Ahaz and why does he get a sign? I want you to imagine, and we see that this Israel of 2,700 years ago sounds kind of familiar, right? Divided people, broken people, wicked people, all sorts of terrible things going on around. We can relate to that. Why does Ahaz get a sign? He, this king who offers his son as a burnt offering. This is the equivalent of, in the 21st century, God saying, okay, American people, I'm going to give you a sign. I'm going to speak to you all. You know who I'm going to speak to? I'm going to speak to the most despicable, rotten person you can find. It'd be like him speaking to Harvey Weinstein. And why is he getting the Lord to speak to him? Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol, as deep as the grave, or as high as heaven. And Ahaz, what a clown. What a fool. I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test. The Lord has no patience for this fool Ahaz. Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. In the middle of that chaotic world, people hopelessly divided, nation hopelessly divided, evil everywhere. What did God give as a sign? What did God send to his people? There'll be a baby, but not just any baby. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. It was Ahaz who got that word, and Isaiah who wrote it down for us. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Biology 101, virgins don't conceive and bear sons. This is no ordinary child. His name is Emmanuel, and St. Matthew becomes our translator for us in the gospel today, because he tells us what this means. They shall call his name Emmanuel, and then Matthew tells us that this means God with us. In broken, bleeding, dying Israel, the sign given to Ahaz was a virgin having a son. What does the Lord give you this Christmas Eve? The exact same thing. You see, we might lament that someone like Ahaz had this opportunity to ask the Lord for a sign and that he didn't even do it. Ahaz is sort of like, do you remember that kid in your class when you were little who was just a bully, was mean, bragged about everything they had, and that kid got like every nice toy at Christmas, right? You kind of felt that little bit of resentment deep down inside when that kid got that really nice toy that you wanted. You're like, man, why did this kid get it? That's Ahaz. A fool. A wicked, evil man. With the word of a sign. A virgin. A son. Emmanuel. God with us. You see, it's not just Ahaz's gift. In fact, Ahaz rejected the gift, rejected faith in the Lord. The virgin bears a son who is God with us. I want you to think about that. When you think about everything this past year has been, or what the next year might become, or what your life has been, or what you've been through, when you think that somehow God has not been there or God has not done enough, repent of that. Because Jesus Christ is Emmanuel. He is God with us. Jesus is God with skin. Jesus is God with us in living, breathing flesh, sleeping, eating, nursing, doing all the things a newborn child does. Jesus is God with us, suffering, dying, and of course, rising. He suffers and dies and rises because, of course, this Emmanuel, his name is Jesus as well, which means he will save his people from their sins. The sign given to Ahaz, recorded by Isaiah, prophesied in Israel 2,700 years ago. The sign fulfilled in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago when Christ was born of Mary to be our Savior, when he went to his cross and died for your sins and for mine. That is the gift that God has wrapped up for you, that God is with us. In the middle of pandemics, in the middle of contentious elections, among divided people, among people struggling just to rub two pennies together, for people who are beaten down by sickness and disease, whatever this world has been or however it has disappointed you, God is with us because God is one of us, a man, a human being, God and man in one Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord, the God who comes to dwell among wicked kings and rulers, among wicked enemies, among wicked people, among you and me. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, God is with us because that is who Jesus is. God with his people, among his people, and one of his people. Your brother, your Lord, your God, and your Savior. Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.